You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Portland Trailblazers star Damian Lillard has spoken out and said what I'm sure many NBA players are thinking. The NBA is trying to figure out how to complete this regular season. Should they start with playoffs? Should they change the playoff format completely? Should they have a play-in tournament? There's so many questions that are up in the air right now, so many arguments for all sides, and today we're going to discuss it all in detail on this episode of the Locked On Kings podcast presented by Built Bar. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all off season. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December. Yes, that includes these strange months of no sports and no basketball because of a global pandemic. This is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for almost 6 years. This is my sixth season, or it was my sixth season, covering the Kings as an on-air host and also a multimedia journalist and reporter. And yes, Locked On Kings, of course, we're focused generally on the Sacramento Kings. However, we are going to be more broad than just the Sacramento Kings on today's podcast. We're going to talk about the NBA as a whole, because a lot of the decisions that the NBA makes, of course, they affect the Sacramento Kings, being one of 30 NBA teams. But on top of that, the Kings are one of the three teams that are currently outside of the playoff picture that have a legitimate chance to make it. Of course, that legitimate chance is based off of the common 82-game NBA season. Well, we talked about last week that the NBA has been discussing potentially completing a 70-game NBA regular season, which would give the Kings only six games to make up a 3.5-game gap between themselves and the Memphis Grizzlies, who are currently in the eighth seed in the Western Conference. That's a very difficult thing to do. On top of that, the New Orleans Pelicans and Portland Trailblazers also are 3.5 games back, and they have six games or fewer to try and make up that gap. So today, I want to talk about the issues with that model, and we've talked about that a little bit. I said that I would almost prefer, I would prefer the NBA to just completely start with the playoffs rather than play and complete a 70-game regular season and give the Kings false hope, because I felt that it didn't make sense for teams even beyond the Kings, especially the teams that are completely out of the playoff picture. It didn't make sense for those teams and those players to play ultimately 5, 6, some of them 4 meaningless games in order for the NBA to make their money when they have no shot at the playoffs. It just didn't make any sense to me. And Damian Lillard has kinda said the same thing. In a interview with Yahoo Sports, Damian spoke out about really his thoughts on this entire situation and the fact that if the NBA wasn't going to give the Portland Trailblazers, who again are one of the three teams with the Kings and the Pelicans that are outside of the playoffs right now, but very close to being in, if the NBA wasn't going to give them a legitimate chance to actually make the playoffs, there was no reason for him to play. And I liked what he had to say in this interview with Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports. He said, "If we come back and they're just like, we're adding a few games to finish the regular season and they're throwing us out there for meaningless games and we don't have a true opportunity to get into the playoffs, I'm going to be with my team because I'm part of the team, but I'm not going to be participating. I'm telling you right now, and you can put that in there." Lillard goes on to say, "If we come back and I don't have an opportunity to make the playoffs, I will show up to work. I'll be at practice and I'll be with my team. I'm going to do all that. Then I'm going to be sitting right on the bench during the games. If they come back and say it's something like a tournament play-in style between the number 7 and number 12 seeds, if we're playing for playoff spots, then I think that's perfect." So what Damian is talking about here and what he's saying is, I'm sure, what most other players, if not all other players, agree with. There are 16 teams right now that are in the playoffs as of right now, or at least based off of the standings, the playoffs started today, they would be in. There are 14 other teams that are out. 3 of those 14 teams have kind of mathematically a chance to make it in, but that 70-game model would make it very, very difficult. The rest of those teams, the other 11 teams, are completely out of it. What's the point of making them play 4, 5, 6, 7 games for money purposes? Yes, they collect their paycheck, but they risk getting sick for no reason. It doesn't make sense to me, and I believe there are a ton of players that feel the same way as Damian Lillard. I agree 100% with Damian Lillard here. I think the 70-game model is not the right choice. We are going to discuss two other options that the NBA has here in the next segment. But overall, I think the 70-game model, or 71-game, or 72-game, not completing all 82 games of the regular season, but still completing the regular season, and I put that in air quotes, to me just doesn't make sense. It's not the right move. It would be much better to just start the playoffs and tell teams like the Kings, like the Blazers, like the Pelicans, look, you had a legitimate chance. We are so sorry. This has happened. It's unprecedented. It's uncharted territory. This is the decision we're making. I'm sorry. Better luck next year. I would accept that. Even as a Kings player, as a Kings fan, as someone who is desperate for the Kings to finally make the playoffs for the first time in 14 years, I would accept that. And I would prefer that over marching De'Aaron Fox and the rest of that team over to Orlando or wherever they decide to play and having them play in 6 meaningless games. It, to me, would be a whole lot better. Those of you who have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast over the last couple of weeks would know that we are sponsored by Built Bar, which is the best tasting protein bar ever. They're tasty, they're a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and they have incredible flavors. Now, normally I would tell you about their 16 amazing flavors, 8 chocolate nut flavors and 8 chocolate nut free flavors. But guess what? They have added new flavors that I want to tell you about, and I have not gotten the opportunity to try them yet, but they are on the way to my house right now. 4 new flavors to add to the 16: peanut butter banana, pineapple upside down cake, coconut pecan pie, and blueberry lemon. I'm especially excited about that blueberry lemon bar. I can't wait for it to get here. So now 20 amazing flavors of Built Bar, delicious candy bar tasting protein bars that on top of that are healthy. They're perfect for you. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy or girl. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie and low sugar, but high protein and high fiber. I've told you a lot about the 2 bars that my wife and I enjoy the most. The peanut butter brownie bar is my wife's favorite. It has 20 grams of protein, 170 calories, 3 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of net carbs. And then the mint brownie is my favorite. 15 grams of protein, 110 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. And on top of that, these bars taste exactly as advertised. How many times have you gone to a store and tried a new protein bar that says it tastes like something, but you bite into it and maybe you get hints of that flavor, but ultimately it tastes like a protein bar? That's not the case with Built Bar. They are 100% authentic to their taste. You will get exactly what you are expecting when you take a bite into one of these bars. And check this out. They already provide a fantastic deal for Locked On Kings and Locked On Podcast Network listeners by using promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off of your first order. But on top of that, from today through May 31st, the end of May, you also get an extra $5 off of every box of bars. So that's $10 off your first order as a whole, plus $5 off of every single box you order. That deal cannot be beaten. Do what I did. Go online right now and order your next box of Built Bars. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Again, use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, when you make your first order for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. So it seems like the NBA has 2 major options. They can either complete the regular season, whether that's 82 games, 70 games, or another number of games that they decide, or they can go right into the playoffs. However, there are a couple other options that they are discussing, and one of the ones is what Damian Lillard brought up in that article with Chris Haynes. Damian talked about a potential play-in tournament, where essentially all of the bubble teams in both the Western and Eastern Conference would play in a tournament against each other and the current 7 and 8 seeds in both conferences to determine those final 2 seeds. So in the case of the Western Conference, this would be a six-team tournament with the Dallas Mavericks, Memphis Grizzlies, Portland Trail Blazers, New Orleans Pelicans, Sacramento Kings, and San Antonio Spurs playing each other to decide who will be the seventh and eighth seeds in the West. Now, I would feel that the Dallas Mavericks would not like this idea, seeing as how they are 40 and 27, and there is a seven-game gap between them and the eighth-seed Memphis Grizzlies. But the point in bringing that up is that no matter what model or what decision the NBA makes, there is going to be a team or a few teams that have a gripe. It's not going to be 100% perfect and 100% liked by everybody. That's just the reality of the situation. And if the Dallas Mavericks are that much better than those other five teams, they should prove it by winning that tournament and securing that seventh seed. So there's that option, which would guarantee the Sacramento Kings an opportunity to compete for a playoff spot. The other option, and this is what I really like because I am a soccer fan, is how soccer tournaments, aka the World Cup, how they work. It's called group stages. In this scenario, the NBA would take the top 20 teams and they would sort them into four groups of five teams. This is the group stage. Each team in their group would play the other four teams in their group twice, once at home and once on the road. So that guarantees every single team eight playoff games, four home and four road. The top two teams from each group, so the top two teams from all four groups, would then advance to the next round of the playoffs. From that point on, the eight teams remaining would compete in seven-game series to crown a champion. It would go back to a regular NBA playoff format from that part on. This gives more teams the opportunity to compete. The NBA gets more money and more games out of it. And then we still get three rounds of NBA playoff action on the tail end. I love this format and this idea for a number of reasons. First off, more teams get the opportunity to compete for a playoff spot and actually make an NBA Finals run. Now, the likelihood of the bottom teams actually making it to the finals or making it even into the next round is extremely low, but still they get those opportunities. And if they're facing the juggernaut teams in their group, they don't have to defeat them in a best of five or best of seven game series. All they have to do is defeat them once or twice, as well as the rest of the teams in their group, to move on. This could shake up the playoff format completely. We could get matchups that we weren't expecting to get other than the NBA Finals. I love this idea. On top of that, the Sacramento Kings would get a guaranteed eight more games and eight incredibly meaningful games at that. Plus, the way the group stages shake up, it provides for a lot of drama, a lot of interest. I think this idea right here would be the best course of action for the NBA. So I went ahead and decided, let's see how this would play out. So taking the top 20 teams based off of seeding, the first seed would be the Bucks, second seed the Lakers, third seed the Raptors, fourth the Clippers, fifth the Celtics, sixth the Nuggets, seventh the Jazz, eighth the Heat, ninth the Thunder, 10th the Rockets, 11th the Pacers, 12th the 76ers, 13th the Mavericks, 14th the Grizzlies, 15th the Nets, 16th the Magic, 17th the Blazers, 18th and 19th, since the Kings and Pelicans are tied. I'm not sure how that would shake out, but I decided to put the Pelicans in 18th and the Kings in 19th and the Spurs in 20th. So those are your 20 teams that would make it into the group stages. So then here's how I believe the groups would be set up. Group A, Group B, Group C, and Group D. Group A, the five teams would be the Milwaukee Bucks, the San Antonio Spurs, the Miami Heat, the Orlando Magic, and the Philadelphia 76ers. All those teams would play each other twice. The top two teams advance to the next round, most likely would be the Bucks and the Heat if you're going off of seeding. Group B, the Los Angeles Lakers, Sacramento Kings, Utah Jazz, Brooklyn Nets, and Indiana Pacers. Based off of seeding, the Lakers and the Jazz are the two most likely teams to advance out of that. Group C, the Toronto Raptors, the New Orleans Pelicans, the Denver Nuggets, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Houston Rockets. If you're going off of seeding, the Raptors and Nuggets are the two teams most likely to advance out of that group. And finally, Group D, the LA Clippers, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Boston Celtics, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Clippers and Celtics, seeds 4 and 5, most likely to come out of that one. The top four seeds each are in their own group and will not play each other. However, the other teams in those groups have a legitimate chance to steal that second spot. And hell, anything can happen. So even those top seeds might lose a game or two too many and find themselves not advancing to the next round. That's where the drama and the excitement comes in. So you know my pick. This is what I would want the NBA to do. This is what I would love to see happen, but it's pretty out there. It's the NBA completely changing the format and borrowing a format from professional soccer. Do you agree with me? Do you like this format? Are you more of a fan of the play-in tournament? Do you prefer completing the regular season, whether that's 82 games or just the 70-game model that they've been discussing? Or would you rather just see them start with the top 16 teams in the playoffs right away? Let me know. Those four options, you can pick your favorite and make an argument for any single one you like, or make an argument against any one that you like. Send them to me at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter, or you can email me mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I have one more thing to discuss with you on today's podcast. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you about another fantastic sponsor here of Locked On Kings, and that is Blinkist. Let me tell you about the most useful app on my phone. It's hard to find time to sit down to read and to learn more. When you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. There is an incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. It's incredibly unique, and it works on your phone, or your tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down to just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people, like business leaders, are well known for reading a lot of books. Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly so they can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or while you exercise. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health, to history books. Blinkist also has the latest titles from bestseller lists, as well as classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read but never had time to. With Blinkist, you can get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA to try it free for 7 days, and you'll save 25% off of your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. I don't know about you, but these 3 months of no sports, period, have made me desperate for anything. And like I said, I'm a soccer fan. So Bundesliga Soccer, which is the number one soccer league in Germany, is back. It has returned. They are playing in empty stadiums in front of no fans. However, they are broadcasting their games and we are able to watch them live. And I'm very thankful for that, to just get any sort of live sports. And we're also learning what potential NBA and other American sport broadcasts could look like if they go with the same idea and same model. And I am watching Bundesliga soccer as much as I can. Whenever I see it on, I have it in front of me. And most of the games that I've watched, most of the matches that I have watched, have had crowd noise pumped into the broadcast. What's cool is that they have taken crowds from those stadiums, the actual home crowds, and recorded their chants, their singing, and just the generic crowd noise that is pumped through the broadcast, not through the actual stadium, but into our ears as viewers through the TV, to make it seem a little more normal and also not so quiet. In my opinion, I would like the NBA to not do this if they did get back to televising games at a neutral location in empty stadiums or in an empty gym. I would much rather hear the talk and the communication that happens between players on the floor. I want to be able to hear what the coach is yelling from the sidelines. I would be a million times more interested in that. How many times have we seen during an All-Star game or just during an NBA on TNT broadcast or NBA TV broadcast when they'll have a coach mic'd up or a player mic'd up and you can hear what they're saying or hear what they're talking? They'll play little 6 to 10 second blurbs of some of the things that they're saying on the floor or in the huddle. I love that. I eat that stuff up. It's one of my favorite things actually about going and attending NASCAR events. You can rent or buy radios and headsets that you can wear, and you can listen into pit crews talking to their drivers and the drivers communicating back with them. It's fascinating, and it makes the event 10 times better. I want to be able to hear what is happening on the floor. Also, if you watch spring training games, a lot of times the baseball players will be mic'd up and actually talking to the broadcasters during the games. Now, baseball is able to get away with that because of the amount of downtime. Clearly, we couldn't do that in the NBA. But the point is to be able to hear and be able to communicate with the players on a new level while they're actually on the field or playing the game. I would love this idea. Now, I do understand that there's a lot of foul language from players. There's a lot of trash talk, and the TV broadcasts have their rules and regulations of what can come over the air and what can't, so that might be a tough loophole to work through. But if I had my preference, I would prefer no crowd noise. I want to hear what's happening on the floor. I want to hear the players talking to each other. I want to hear the communication. I want to hear the trash talk. Let me hear it. Let NBA fans really get to experience what it would be like to sit courtside and hear what these guys are saying to each other on a play-by-play, moment-by-moment basis. If you agree with me there, let me know also at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter, mgeorge at sacklocalmedia.com. But I really do appreciate Bundesliga not only being on for me to be able to watch, but for kind of showing us and showing the rest of the world what these broadcasts could potentially look like. There's also Korean baseball leagues that are playing right now, and I've been watching Korean baseball, and they do different things with crowds, putting cardboard cutouts of fans in the crowd to make it a little more normal. Whatever. I'm open to trying different things and seeing new things, and as the world of sports kind of figures it out, we're ultimately going to be working together to try and get back to any sort of normalcy. Talked about a lot of stuff on today's Locked On Kings podcast. I want you to respond to everything that you want to respond to. Again, at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter is how you can reach me. You can also reach me via email, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Let's start this discussion. Let's continue to communicate about this. And if any news comes out, any decision from the NBA, of course, we will discuss it on Locked On Kings. Until next podcast, my name is Matt George. Thank you so much for listening today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I will talk to you very, very soon. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.